We should be lighting Halakha Nerot here, north.
What day?
Even though
you don't light. You can't light.
No. So you tell me.
As Mao said. No. Okay. Well, you use the lecture. Fine. But I'm saying, even though that there's like something, Roshan's wife or somebody on campus lights.
How does that help you for your room?
I don't know.
Takanat Chachamim is to have light where you sleep so you don't trip and get into fights.
What about the Shabbat lamp?
Say that.
That's fine.
Or nightlight, Shabbat lamp. Make a bracha. Bidiabad even, you know, huh?
This light?
No, this fluorescent. I don't know if it's fluorescent or. No, this looks like LED. Yeah, you can. Yeah, go ahead.
Can you say bracha on the light in the bathroom?
Not so geschmack. I once heard Chamitzchak in the Shir say that you can sometimes in hotels, that's your only. You're not going to light one of the light bulbs in the room because then you're not going to sleep. So you're sometimes in a hotel, the only thing is you're able to make a bracha and stick your hand into the bathroom and turn on the light over there. So, sure. But, it, you know, the fact that there's somebody, you know, 5 blocks away, there's also somebody in there that's lighting Nerot Shabbat. That doesn't pater the whole neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? There's a chiyuv hadlaka on every room. And the reason is because Chazal wanted there to be light because that's part of Onik Shabbat and Kvod Shabbat is to have light when you're light, when you know, where you're sleeping. The machloket, eating, sleeping, we hold la'alacha, the cut is where you're sleeping. So yeah, so if they're not letting you light, you know, to light actual candles, which makes sense. My dormitory burned down one time because somebody left a candle lit
in
the
gas stoves?
Okay, but gas stoves is not something that you leave lit unattended. That's weird. You know, you don't do that.
A lot of those Spartans have a plata.
Yeah.
They keep the tumor so
long. No.
Put the plata on top.
Oh, you mean the blech. The blech, yeah.
The blech, yeah.
Right, listen, again. You got to be careful. So that's that. At least for the Sfaradim. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Can you make a bracha on LED?
What day? Now, let's go. So, we are... You can keep that on if you like. The...
Whatever the Rav tells me to do, I do.
Whatever Hashem tells us to do, we strive to do. Or we should be doing. Evanta? We all work for the same boss. Uh-huh. There's a book. It's an excellent book about the life of Rav Yaakov Yosef Herman. I don't know if you ever read it. One of the most famous...
All for the Boss.
All for the Boss. Excellent book. Ah, mamash. Gold. I don't know if they have it here. But, huh? Mamash. Ezir Achamayim. Anyway. Rav Scheinberg's father-in-law. Anyway, so let's move on. We are on page Koach, Kafchet 28. So we said that if a person realizes that he's suffering and doesn't take his suffering to heart like we spoke about last, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Yisurim as a wake-up call for a person's avonot and to be chozer b'tshuva, if a person does not take heed of that suffering and use that as a catalyst to be chozer b'tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu gets even more upset and sends more suffering, and then it just becomes this vicious cycle. We're in the paragraph, bottom paragraph of Kafchet, ve'im lo yeda, ve'lo yitbonen, ki atela'ot mitzahu mipnei chataav, if a person doesn't take heed that his troubles are coming as a result of his avonot, ach yomar ka'asher amru ha'pelishtim, ki lo yado naga'a banu, mikrehu haya lanu, which means the Plishtim, you know, in the times of Shaul and David, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent heavy, heavy makot against the Plishtim when they, you know, the Plishtim kidnapped the Aron. You know that, they kidnapped it, and it was there for a long time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them makot, and every time they got a makah, very similar to the Mitzrim, it's a fluke, it's a zeh, you know, Kriyat Yam Suf, it was just another, you know, we call it tsunami, just, if you keep on acting, there's people who say that. Atheists, they say, no, it wasn't miraculous. It was a tsunami that happened to have happened because of the alignment of the planets at the time. It kind of triggered a tsunami and it. So anyway, so he says, if a person does that, bezoti kitzef alav milifnei Hashem, this causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to become enraged. Ve'igdal avon akat hazot mechatat akat harishona. The sin of these kind of people is much worse than the first kind of people. Al ken katuv barishona, what does it say in the Tochacha, in Parashat Bechukotai, about the first group, the group that doesn't, you know, that that just ignores. V'yasavtini asara etchem. It's, Hashem says, I will continue to smite you, to make you suffer. And about the second group that's even worse, that they just say, no, it's just, you know, it's mikre. It's just a happenstance. It's coincidence. If you go with me in a way of coincidence, Hashem says, I'm not just going to send you more punishment. Hashem says, I'm going to send you seven times more. That's not, you know, that's... Ki kol kata acharona b'parasha, kasha min harishona. Everything about this second group is worse than the first group. V'acharechen katuv, v'im be'ele, after this, v'im be'ele lo tivaseru li, v'alechtem imikeri. If even after this, even after I turn up the volume on the makot, Hashem says, you're still not going to listen, you're still going to attribute it to mikre, v'alechti af ani imachim bekeri. Hashem says, okay, I'll treat you. You like coincidence? Hashem says, I'll treat you with coincidence too. I'll leave you to coincidences. You know, the reason why we survive in this world is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something which we call Hashgacha Pratit. Now, did you ever stop to... What's Hashgacha means? Yeah, people translate it as divine intervention. Huh? Hashgacha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. Pratit, personal. Hashem is watching every single action and taking care of every single cell of every single being in this planet at all times, nonstop. And were Hashem to stop willingly for one moment to be mashgiach over us or over, you know, over a country or over the planet or whatever it is, it would immediately cease to exist. That's what we call Hashgacha Pratit. Every moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine intervention makes the world go round, makes our lungs, you know, pump air and our hearts pump blood and everything moving, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking about it and wanting, willing it to happen. And were it to stop for a moment, everything would come to a halt and the world would go back to tohu vavohu. Hashem says, you like keri? Keri is miloshon mikre. Yeah, that's why I call Baal Keri, the Tum'ah. Why is it called Baal Keri? Because it comes, how does it come? By chance. That's why it's called that. Hashem says, you like it? I'll treat you. You treat me in a coincidental way. You don't take heed of the very, very, you know, non-subtle messages I'm sending you and you attribute it to coincidence. Hashem says, I'll treat you with a coincidence too. And if Hashem treats us with coincidence, we're done. Coincidence means Hashem says, I'll remove myself from the picture and let you deal with the elements yourself. We can't deal with anything ourselves. The biggest curse in the world is to be detached like that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'acharechen katuv, v'im bezot lo tishma'u li, v'alachtem aimi bekeri, v'alachti aimachim b'chamat keri. Uferush, explains Ben Yonah, mamash on the end of page kafchet. V'alachtem aimi bekeri, ki tomru mikre hu haya lanu, like the Plishtim. It's all just coincidental. It's all just, you know, in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is punishment. You know why? Because in the punishment, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Lecha Hashem chased, ki ata teshalem le'ish kema'asehu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are so kind to us. Why? Because you pay back a person based on his deeds. Whoa, sounds like what over there, it's talking about retribution, punishment. You call that kindness? You say, maybe it would say, the pasuk would make a little bit more sense. Lecha Hashem mishpat. You know, to you Hashem is the judgment and you mete out judgment according to, no, it's chesed. Why? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Baal Chesed and we deserved it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could punish us any way He wanted and we would be suffering and we'd never know why or what about we're suffering for. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to punish us because He enjoys. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom, you know, some people perceive mistakenly, Bar Minan, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is some sadistic power that wants to make us suffer and enjoy. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, kerachem aval banim, even more so, millions of times more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is that He has to bring us back to the fold and punish us, but in a way that we'll be able to realize what we've done wrong. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of midah keneged midah. And that's a chesed. Now if a person takes that chesed and warps it, Hashem punishes us. You know, there's You ever heard of, anybody know anything about the military? There's something called precision-guided missiles. You know what those are? Mash. It can destroy on target, because usually there's something called collateral damage, which means when you blow something up, it's going to cause damage even in places where you didn't intend it. But then they have these very, very sophisticated weapons and ammunition that's able to inflict the damage, boom, pinpoint exactly the target, vizil. It doesn't spread to anywhere else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishments to us are precision-guided punishments. They are meant to knock out or knock on the door a certain midah. And you know what? There's a very interesting policy in the Israeli army. There's no other army that does this in the world. Yeah, what they do is, there's something called Tfika Bagag. You know what that means? Knocks on the roof. You know what that means? Before they're about to blow up a building in Gaza, first they drop like a fake bomb just to make noise, and they drop like leaflets in Arabic, and they tell all the residents of the building, yeah, who else does that? By the way, we're about to blow up your building. You know what I'm saying? They're shooting rockets from that building. We're about to blow it up. Get out. You know what I'm saying? Kadosh Baruch Hu, lehavdil elef alfei hevdalot, Kadosh Baruch Hu deals the same way. First he gives a knock on the door. He says, hello. First he sees something's not working out. Hashem says, wake up. And then if that's not enough, Hashem sends punishment. And in each punishment, it's there. You have to uncover it. And if bar minan, a person's, you know, there's a little bit of a kfira in there. To say it's mikre, and it's just happenstance, that's kfira. Not to see the Yad Hashem in the punishments that He sends us when we deserve it is an element of kfira. Make no mistake. Now He says like this: V'im ena ish tap kaptet, v'im ena ish makir ma'abada v'enenu yodea ki yesh biyado avon asher chet. You know, let's say the person's not trying to be a kofim. Let's say he's not trying. You know what? Anybody here taking psych? What's one of the human beings' most effective psychological defense systems?
Denial.
Exactly. Person goes into denial, then that's sort of like a protection, because if he's in denial, that means he doesn't have to deal with it. Nahon? Denial doesn't make the problem go away. Denial never means the problem or the issue doesn't exist. It just, you psych yourself, the brain, that's a self-defense mechanism to say, it can't be true because then I'll have to deal with this. So must be, it's not true.
Ostrich syndrome.
Huh? Ostrich syndrome. Ostrich syndrome. Mamash kacha. Yeah. Tagid, maze ostrich syndrome? Maze.
You hide from the problem rather than face
it. What does the ostrich do?
Swimming around.
Is it tipesh? Anyways. There's a reason why it's a non-kosher bird. Yeah, I spoke about this before. Most of the other non-kosher birds in the Torah is because they are predators. They're predatory birds. They're hayot terif. Or ofot terif. But the ostrich is not a predator. So why is it? So I heard once from my Rebbe, the reason why the ostrich is not kasher is because it's stupid. And if you eat stupid, you are stupid. That's what happens, you become that. Why? All of the other, what's Psych 101? When a person's faced with opposition in this world, you have two options. Ma? Fight or flight. And that's ingrained into our DNAs. That's, you know, human beings, animals, everything in between. That's what we do. It's fight or flight. You got to deal with it. Now, there's different ways to fight and there's different ways to flee. There's different ways of doing that. The ostrich, interestingly enough, Kadosh Baruch Hu Berov Chochmato created it that what's its flight? Sticking its head in the sand. That's its fight and its flight. Why? Because when it sticks its head in the sand, it doesn't see the threat anymore. So if it doesn't see the threat, must be, it's not there. And then what happens? Well, all the other animals are running away and saving their lives. The ostrich, alach. Why? Cutie pesh. Yeah? Now, that's exactly the point over here. Hashem says, what are you doing? I'm sending you the threat, quote unquote, is only a means to wake you up. It's a way to realize there's something wrong. There's something that needs to be rectified. So what are you doing? You're taking Hashem's chesed, like we said. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Lecha Hashem Chased, Ki Ata Tishalim Le'ish Kema'asehu. Hashem sends us exactly what we need. Now that is stam being a kofir, or stam being a rasha. Person's in denial, he doesn't want. But let's say a person's not really in denial, he genuinely doesn't know what he's doing wrong. So what are you supposed to do then? Hashem's punishing us, and you just can't figure out why. You don't know why. You're checking off your boxes. You're davening, you're learning. You know, Shmirat Torah Mitzvot, Yirat Shamayim, Shmirat Ha'ainayim, Shmirat Ha'brit, all the things, you know, you're checking everything off and you really don't know what Hashem wants from you. That happens plenty. What do you do then?
When does someone ever check
off? That's last resort. Last resort. Halevai, we should be on the level that all the Yisurim that we have should be Yisurim Me'ava. That's for big tzaddikim. What are you saying?
Midah k'nei k'midah. Ultimately, everything that Hashem gives to us is
but
same.
Sometimes you can't. What happens if a person mamash legitimately sits down, tries to do chesbon and nefesh, and he can't discover what the midah k'nei k'midah is over here in the punishment? Mayase. Yeah.
Well, it's trying to work on a midah that correlates to the let's say.
But I still want to fix whatever. Let's assume for a second that it's not Yisurim Shel Ahava. It's Yisurim Shel Onish, that Hashem's punishment for something, and I can't figure it out. Sometimes you know.
How do you know it's punishment? What if Hashem wants to, this is your way that Hashem wants to show you a lesson or teach you something?
For what? Why?
Make time to improve. Just because you're not doing anything bad doesn't mean that you're still growing and improving.
Okay, so we're veering more towards Yisurim Shel Ahava. That Hashem wants me to grow, so there's no reason, no real reason that I did to deserve this, but Hashem wants me to grow, so He's testing me. That's big tzaddikim. We are not big tzaddikim. You have to exhaust. I mean, every yid's a big tzaddik, right? Like, I can't argue with the song, but you know what I'm saying? I would amend the song. By the way, the Zohar HaKadosh asks the question, it's a pasuk in the Navi Yeshaya, Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim le'olam Yeshua. It's everybody's a tzaddik, says the, there's no Rishayim in Am Yisrael, and so, the Zohar HaKadosh says a very interesting pshat. How could the Navi make such a statement? Ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. Ech. There's no Rishayim. What are we in denial? Ela, says the Zohar HaKadosh. When a person takes his son, 8 days old, and subjects him to Brit Milah. It's a Zohar, we say it on, it's one of the pieces of Zohar that we say by Brit Yitzchak. You know, Brit Yitzchak is the Zohar. You read Bilel HaMilah. So over there, the Zohar HaKadosh writes Meforash. When a person gives his son over to Brit Milah, that makes him a tzaddik, even in spite of the avonot that he has. When he's mekayem b'ritosh l'Avraham Avinu and gives over his son, even though it doesn't make any sense, and even though he's harming him, in order to uphold b'ritosh l'Avraham Avinu, that's what the pasuk meant, ve'amech kulam tzaddikim. It's a nice pshat. I would have amended the song. If I made the song, I would have made the song, every yid has the potential to be a big tzaddik. You know what I'm saying?
Too many
tzaddik. Huh? Too many, yeah. It's, but every yid is a big tzaddik. That's like, it's a little counterproductive, you know. People, especially today with the plethora of Jewish music, people take Jewish music has very big cultural impact. You know what I'm saying? And people start believing things because they're in Jewish songs. Not everything that you hear in a song is necessarily the Torah. You know what I'm saying? Every it's a big tzaddik, so that means I don't have to work on anything. That means I've already made it. That means that's exactly what the Yetzer Hara loves to hear. You're such a big tzaddik. Yeah? That's mamash rapid fuel for the Yetzer Hara. You have to realize, ma makana, noto? I'm destroying the song? Makana. It's nice, it has a nice beat and true, but you have to understand, Amich kulam tzadikim, the pshat of the pasuk is that a person, Am Yisrael has the potential to be big tzadikim. Like the Rambam writes in Yichot Teshuvah, every yid has the ability to reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Does that mean that every yid is Moshe Rabbeinu? No, it means you have the potential. Hashem created us with that potential. You got to act on it. You got to work on it. But, you know, so sometimes these songs, I hate to be a killjoy, but sometimes these songs can cause more harm than good. Or sometimes you hear people, oh, wow. And sometimes I say a pasuk. Wow, I know the pasuk. It's in this song. Hello. But so the pasuk is only famous because it got made into a song. You know, it's a little backwards. What do you want to say? Anybody want to say something?
For example, when the girsa is different. For example, the song Yalla V'Yavo, that's an entirely different girsa than the Pesach altogether.
There's a kavanah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you have to be... Let's not get the wrong idea, because that means Am Yisrael can do no evil. Everybody's tzaddikim. They forgot there's another pasuk in the Navi Yirmiyah. Miharu vanaich, miharesaich, umachrivaich, mimach yetzeu. The Navi says that the greatest enemy of Am Yisrael is Am Yisrael. The worst people in history, the biggest enemies of Am Yisrael throughout historically have been Jews. So what happened to every yid being a big tzaddik all the time, nonstop? There's other realities out there that we have to face and we have to own. Understand? So that's that. Anyway, not trying to hate on the song. Mikol makom, I get it. We live in a very in a very fluffy generation that everybody needs a lot of love and a lot of chizik all the time. You have to, you know what I'm saying? Everybody.
Is it true?
Is what true?
Do we need a lot of love and chizik and fluff?
Absolutely. But you know what? There's fluff and there's fluff. A lot of, this is a generation where everybody, you know, we're all very weak. And we need a lot of love and encouragement and whatever, because you look at somebody the wrong way, or you know what I'm saying, and it goes off the derech. I'm just saying very extreme things. We're very, very, you know, sensitive, and you know, for lack of a better term, this is a generation where we're weak. Malasot, it's a weak generation. We don't have the resilience that we used to have, so that's why Torah has to be now. Torah is always given be'ahava. Give it over with love and affection, and you know, you have to do that. But not, you know, let's not make the Torah into like a marshmallow fluff. You know what I'm saying? Into a mountain of cotton candy. The Torah is Torah te'emet. It's sweet in and of itself. You don't have to do things to sell the Torah. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to make the Torah look like a unicorn and pots of gold in order to sell it. Torah sells itself. You have what I'm saying? Understand. I hope I'm making myself clear. We do need a lot of aid in this generation and chizuk and affection because we have constant tests, trials and tribulations. But to realize, don't degrade the Torah, don't devalue it by bringing it down from where it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not don't make it into a pile of mush. Remember, Torah is the highest value that there is in the universe. Kadosh Baruch Hu istakal be'orata v'ra anma. Anyway, moving right along, I'm all into chizik, and I'm all into, you know, kumzits and all sorts of stuff like that. But let's not downplay the intelligence and the chashivut of the Torah Kadosha. I'm saying, let's not make the Torah into a theme song for some kumbaya party. Torah is Torah Temet, Torah is the life. Torah, in order to, you know, with all everything else, the only way, the only real, authentic way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah to HaKadosha. It's a big pot. There's got to be Simcha in there, and there's got to be Tefillah, and there's got to be Torah, and there has to be Limud Be'ayun, and there has to be Musar, and there has to be Ben Adam LaChavero. There's a lot of things, there's a lot of moving parts in Judaism. Nobody ever said Judaism is simple. Judaism is a very complicated place, and there's a lot of things we have to do. See halacha, you know what I'm saying? When it's halacha simple, look at all the simanim Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Rede'ah, Ibn Ezer, Choshen Mishpat, Machlokot, v'zeh. How many times are you asked? I'll tell you how many times I'm asked. You know, does Hashem really care? Yeah, you know that question, especially when you're learning halacha. Yeah, Hilchot Shabbat, so tedious. All these. Yeah, details about this and chatchila and b'di'avad and this and how many tna'im, and does Hashem really care? Apparently, if he used this as his formula to create the world, apparently he did care. Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Imagine habdil enef rafei avdalot. You know, if a person drank and then he drove, and his BAC blood alcohol content. Was I think what's the legal level? 0.8? 0.08, yeah. So let's say it was a 0.09 or 0.. You ask the cop, does it, yeah, little thing, does it really matter? Does it really matter? You know what I'm saying? Elama, yeah. The little stuff count. It's a difference between a jail sentence and getting off these things really matter. Yeah, it does. Let's just continue a little bit. So what happens, Be'emet, if a person is caught in this crossfire of being punished, but really not knowing what he's doing wrong? He says, "Alav lefashpesh b'ma'asav ulchapis derachav." Start looking. Be an archaeologist. Start digging. Ka'inyan sheneemar. Pasuk enecha nachpesa derachinu v'nachkora. V'imhalim ya'alim enav. If a person ignores it and doesn't decide to take the archaeological digging route, says, "Say they're good." And a person doesn't stop his ways. That's a tremendous sin. Hashem says, I'm not only taking you to task for your sin, I'm taking you to task for saying that I didn't sin. ונאמר, פסוק נשעיה, ותלהטהו מסביב ולא ידע, ותבער בו ולא ישים עליו. You can burn him alive and still won't realize. ונאמר, איוולת אדם תסלף דרכו, ועל אדוני יזעף ליבו. A person's own foolishness makes him, you know, makes him go off and makes him get punished. And who does he get mad at? Gets mad at Hashem. Instead of getting mad at himself for doing it, he doesn't see the light. Yeah.
What if you really don't know? Like, you really have no clue why. Like, you go to nothing. It's like, you do not even tell.
Then maybe you're big tzaddik. And it's yisurim me'ava. Maybe. Or try at least, sometimes maybe at least a general chizuk, to be mechazek a little bit in every area, of Torah and tefillah and yirat shamayim and all this. You know what I'm saying? At least you checked off all the boxes on the checklist. You know what I'm saying? Tov rabotai. Ad kan. Pleasure seeing you. Yom Tov. Shabbat Shalom. We'll meet next week with Zat Hashem. You can give in your submissions, ideas for next week's series. I'm all ears.
Is Yaakov still doing it? Or you?
Yaakov is you know, he's busy.
Well, we should just tell you?
Was it?
We should just
tell
you.
Tell me or...